Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason here with Logan Ryan this week back in Gillette Stadium. And Logan, how nice will it be to be on your home turf after a big win on the road?
Oh, we're excited, man. We're excited to play in front of our fans, and I know that they're excited to watch us. And every time you play defense at home, we expect it to be loud and wild, and that's what we love.
And the defense has put up impressive performances both in the preseason and in week one. What is it about this group this season that's just clicking so far?
We're having a lot of fun out there. We have a lot of chemistry. We're having a lot of fun. We're playing for each other, but we want to get the ball. That's something that we weren't able to do, so that's something we're definitely focused on.
And Miami has a lot of weapons that they can use on offense, Jarvis Landry being one of them. Yeah. What are you expecting from this defense and what makes them difficult, or from this offense and what makes them difficult to defend?
Just the amount of weapons they have, the no huddle up tempo, so they could spread it out, but we all got to do our job and be on high alert for everyone to do what they're supposed to do out there.
All right, Logan, well, I'm going to wish you the best of luck. I know you're a busy guy, and we stole you straight from the locker room, so you can head back if you'd like. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Go Pats.
No problem. All right, guys, some other things to be on the lookout for. Of course, Jimmy Garoppolo handled business on the road, and we're expecting him to have to do the same thing here back at home, once again without tight end Rob Gronkowski, but that injury list is also continuing to grow. Dante Hightower did not come to any practices this week. He's still working through a knee injury that he suffered in Arizona. And like we said, and like Logan said, Miami brings some big weapons on offense, so that defense will have to combat them without Hightower as a linebacker. But we'll figure out how that shakes out on Sunday at 1 o'clock right here in Gillette. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason.